talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the front lines of history. Yesterday was a big day in Wisconsin, and it was a big day in Milwaukee. Joe Biden flew in. Joe Biden flew into Milwaukee to the Pabst Theater. I don't know if you've ever been to the Pabst Theater. It's one of the most beautiful theaters, one of the most beautiful historical buildings in all of Wisconsin. It's a small venue. I've been there and seen a lot of acts. I saw the, remember Donovan, the musician Donovan from the late 60s? Great guy. Great stuff. He was in there. Saw him there. Saw a lot of other, they're basically old boomer type rock stuff, and 60s music is great, but they do a lot of other things too. What's that, Luke? Do you have you ever been to the Pabst Theater, Luke?
I've been to the Pabst Theater.
A little bow wow, or what do you like to hear?
A little bow wow. What? No, I've been to the Pabst Theater multiple times. I'm trying to think. The most frequent one, my grandmother and I usually almost every year would go to the Christmas Carol. So right around Christmas time.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. Yeah.
So my grandma, she would usher a lot at the Pabst. So she would be there for a lot of different shows. I've seen a variety of musicals and plays there, but I don't think I've ever seen a musical group there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, you got to go. Anybody out there listening, you go to Milwaukee, just go to the Pabst Theater and look through it. It's truly an historical artifact for the state. Anyway, Biden was there. I watched it. CNN, Anderson Cooper, went on at 8, and he kept talking until about 9:15, 9:20, and then they did some recap, and he flies back to Washington, D.C. But you know what came across to me was basically his humanity. I mean, after Trump is up there, first of all, half the time lying, well, all the time lying, but half the time in the bag for Putin, saying stuff that is absolutely false, lying about people, dividing the country, and then you have a guy up there who's humble. I mean, he's the president of the United States. He's the 46th president. There are only 46 people who've ever been president. I'm assuming that they only count Grover Cleveland once. In the late 19th century, Grover Cleveland, former governor of New York, ran for president and won. When he ran for re-election, he got beaten. And he lay in the weeds for 4 years. He came back 4 years later, and he got in again. So that's not two. He wasn't like number 21 and 23 type thing. So 46 people have had it. 46 people have had it. So that could go to your head. It goes to all their heads. I mean, it certainly went to Trump's head. It doesn't look like it's going to Biden's head. I mean, he's been there. He's number two to Obama for 8 years. He was in the Senate since 1972, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He's worked with every prominent senator and congressman in American history in the late 20th century. And basically every issue involving our government since for the last 50 years. So he's been around and he knows what's going on. And, you know, he's a very, very just human guy. There was one exchange that was just beautiful. There was a woman there. She brought her little girl. A little girl must have been like 7 years old or something. And she said that her girl was very afraid of getting coronavirus. And Biden was great. He said, yeah, you know, honey, you know, young kids are very unlikely to get it. And we are testing vaccines now, but right now you don't even going to need one. And we're going to take care of your mommy and you shouldn't worry about it. It was really beautiful, frankly. I mean, Trump, I mean, if somebody got up there and said, my little girl's worried about getting coronavirus, he would have, first of all, if he tried to fake it and wing it, it would look really bad. Secondly, it would be like, hey, look, lady, you know, sink or swim, lady. And that's literally what it would have been. But if you get, you know, YouTube part of it, the couple of things that were said that I think were, and the Biden appearance of that was raised by a number of callers earlier in the show. Some very good stuff. He is going to police the distribution of the $1.9 trillion expenditure in his new COVID relief thing. Under Trump, something like 40% of it was fraudulent. Some of it went to a Fortune 500 company. It went to hedge fund managers. One was making $19 million a year and the other, I think, $14 million, his brother. They said they needed help paying their secretary. That's the kind of thing that happened because it went through banks. and banks were backed up. In other words, they'd say, loan it to somebody, and if he defaults, we'll pay it, the government. Well, banks basically just favored their own borrowers, which tend to be large corporations. And if a little guy wanted it, they go, I don't have time for that. I mean, this is chicken. You want 500 grand? Are you kidding me? That's chump change. That's chump change. That's a rounding error. Get out of here. And a lot of small restaurants didn't get it, and they went under. So that fraud is out of the equation now because Trump is out of the equation. He also talked about coronavirus, and he said that by July, the end of July, it looks very much like there'll be enough virus for everybody, and then everybody ultimately should get it in their arm whenever, and between now and July too, but then getting into, beyond that, getting into August, September, everybody should be inoculated. Okay, we're going to the lines. The lines are lighting up. We'll start with Mark from the SAC. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I'm still kind of burning over the fact that, you know, Ron Johnson said it wasn't an armed insurrection, that I don't think it really matters that what kind of arms you have. I mean, if you pick up a rock and throw that, that's an arm. If you pick up a fire extinguisher, that's an arm. If you take a flagpole and start beating a cop with it, that's an arm. You're armed with something. I mean, it just, and what puzzles me is, do these Republicans want us to change into, well, they do, but they don't recognize the consequences, change us into a banana republic. Well, do they realize in some of these banana republics that small-time politicians like them, like here in Wisconsin, are the ones that they step into a restroom and they get strangled, you know, with a, you know, they get strangled with a little rope and they get fun.
Are you like talking about a Republican fundraiser? That's very good.
Well, I mean that too. I mean, it's like, you know, if anybody remembers the first Godfather movie, I mean that Michael came out and shot the two corrupt politicians. I mean that not that I want that to happen. I mean, I do not want to see our country go that way. But these guys don't recognize the consequences of the whirlwind that they're reaping. They're, you know, because we're all, you know, let's face it. There's some of us liberals out here that would be considered heavily armed as well. I mean, I'm not going to pick up my firearms and start using them for that purpose, but I mean that there's others that might. I mean, that baffles me that they push this. I mean, and that...
You know, this is a very profound point. And the fact is, when he said they're not armed, you know, what he was trying to sneak around on is, well, yeah, if you stab a cop with a pole, which they did, they stab him with a pole or gouge out his eye or kill him with a fire extinguisher, hit him over the head or... brain down, you know, that's not armed because it wasn't done with a firearm. Well, a lot of them did have firearms. And so these are the Second Amendment crowd. You think they didn't have firearms? They found firearms and knives, but he's saying, well, they didn't actually use them. Well, they didn't have to at that point. But when they were chasing Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, and, you know, this was an armed insurrection, and Mark of the SAC makes an excellent point, which is that in a lot of banana republics and a lot of other countries where there's not a peaceful transfer of power, this is the first time there wasn't one in this country that somebody attempted violence. And when that happens, it's hard to go back from that. You never know if somebody's going to do it again. And people have guns on both sides. So guys, knock it off. We're not putting up with a non-peaceful transfer of power. We're going to do it with elections and courts and the Congress. That's what we're going to do. Mark nailed it on that one. Dick, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Something you bring up quite often on your show about Republicans and how they manage money. A great example. I'm going to tie this into a little trip I had about 10, 11 years ago to St. Olaf for Christmas time. And guess what? A big share of the campus was, at that time, that long ago, relying on a wind turbine. Why do I bring this up? Texas. Isn't this a great group we have down there now? That, you know, a friend of mine's dad used to have a saying, good things don't come cheap and cheap things don't come good. And there you go. Isn't that just a wonderful situation? And now Abbott tries to explain it away as a result of the Green New Deal, which isn't even going on yet. But, you know, you got to have somebody for a fall guy, right?
Yeah. No, and what you're getting at is The future in my view is really solar. So solar and wind, but solar in particular. You know, the amount of energy the sun radiates in a very short period of time could power the world for a year. The question is batteries. The question is how do you capture it? And that is all in progress. There are more and more patents being solicited. General Motors has said by the year 2035, they're going to be all electrical cars. And that's done because of the free market. That is done, you know, not out of the goodness of their hearts. They think they can make money and more money doing that. And I think they're right. So all of that's very, very good. And Texas, obviously, fossil fuel state. It's a state that has relied on fossil fuels. Abbott, their governor, is very right wing. I mean, he's a right wing, you know, Trumper right down the line. Their lieutenant governor is even worse. He's a real piece of work. Their attorney general is under indictment. So it's a typical Republican state, basically, or Trump Republican state. There's some very good non-Trump Republican governors and otherwise. So bottom line is the Midwest, I think, gets it. But the problem, it's not really a problem. After they perfected fracking, we don't have the same reliance on foreign fuel as we do, fossil fuels. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Saudi Arabia can't lead us around by the nose. The commie Ruskies, all they've got going for them is oil. And increasingly, they got nothing else. And it puts some squeeze in the commies. Okay. So that's fine. However, in this country, yes, we have fracking. Biden has banned it on federal lands, which he should. He banned it on federal lands. And the idea is how quickly can we transition over? And the Green New Deal is all well and good. It's a slogan. Basically, the Green New Deal going to non-fossil fuels has been in the Democratic Party platform for decades. Decades. I was on the platform committee in Wisconsin a long time ago as the chairman of the party. I've been a delegate to several national conventions. We've been talking about this and pushing it, and that's one reason why it's going to be coming to fruition. So with the bottom line to what Dick of Madison is saying is true, and that is that in the fossil fuel states that depend on fossil fuels, they're going to need new leadership. There are plenty of industries down there, computer and otherwise. They've got to make a transition. Okay, we're going to the lines. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.